Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schutz for a four shleimer. For Yishai Dov Alevi ben Neri, Sar Chancha Basahav Nechama, Chagai ben Chana, and Leilui Nishmas, Maris Kitamil Brian Delea Bas Rabbeinu Yochanan. We're going to be learning the sugi at the beginning of Subis, and the question is, if you had to mevarer a sveik sveika. Rashi, at the beginning of the Masechta, says that the reason a Basula gets married on Wednesday is because we want the husband immediately to come on Thursday to the Beis Din, and then the Beis Din is going to be Mevar, the Suffolk for us. Maybe the Edom are going to come, and we'll see whether she's Usher to him or not. Tosfos asks, I don't understand. Why do all women have to get married on Wednesday? If he comes to the Beis Din, they're going to be Matir her, because she has a Sveik Sveika. Suffolk Tachtav, Suffolk Eno Tachtav, Suffolk Ones, Suffolk Ratzah. Maybe she was married to him when she was Mizane, this woman who's found to have a Pesach Pesuach, or maybe she wasn't Tachta, maybe it was before she was betrothed to him, and Mimela, she's Mutter. And even on the side that it was after, maybe it was Bonus, not Baratzah. So Bishlam, she's an Ashes Kohen, there's only one Suffolk, Tachta, Vereno Tachta, there's no Suffolk of Onus or Ratzah, because either way she's us. So then in that case, there's one Suffolk. Or she was Miskadeshes less than the age of three. And now that her husband is with her, and he finds that she has no besulin, so he knows that it was tachtov, because it was if she was miskadesh, she said less than three, then the besulin comes back. If she has biat less than three, the besulin comes back. So if he was mekadesh with less than three, and she doesn't have besulin, it means she was mezana after she was three, and that's why she doesn't have besulin. So there's no suffix, it's definitely tachtov. Maybe he was bonus. If that's the case, there's only one suffix, so that we understand why they're getting married on Yom Ravi. But a regular woman, it's a sveik sveika, so why should she get married? Why should she get married on Yom Ravi? So Rabbeinu Tam answers, lo plug. Because a regular woman is going to have one suffix. Because an Ashes Kohen and Niskacha Pchusim Vaz Gimel Shanim is going to have one suffix, they are mitakin with all women that they should get married on Wednesday. And he says, with Bekunshus Pirei Shemitochach Hisbara Debre Vo Edim Shazinza Baratzim. So then he brings down Rashi. Rashi says that the reason we made this takan of Wednesday is lest the Edim come. So Tosfos is bothered by the Mishnah that if he has a tainus basulin he can come to Beis Din. So Tosfos says, what's the problem? Is it fake fake? Tosfos answers, the problem is if there's only going to be one suffix in those circumscribed cases of Ashes Kohen or Pusim Vaz Gimel. And because of that, we make a low plug for all women. But Rashi says, no. And mitochach, the Edom are going to come and yisbar ha-dover. So, the accepted explanation of this machlokes, Chasim Sofer and Arsugi and others, that Rashi and Tosfos are arguing not only in a local question, but they're arguing in a general question. You have to be mevarer when there's a sveik sveika. Rashi holds that you have to be mevarer, and therefore even in a case of Eishes Yisrael, who gets engaged after the age of three, and there's a sveik sveika, you still have to marry her on Wednesday, because maybe she'll be found not to be a basula, and the Edom are going to come, and the suffix is going to be mizbar, if she's mizana tachta or not. Tosfos don't accept Rashi, because they hold that when we have a sveik sveika, you don't have to be mivar, only in one suffix you have to be mivar, not two. And therefore, they had to explain the din of basula nisus liomar vi only includes those with a sveik sveika because of a low plug. But otherwise, it really starts with a one suffix. Only in such instances you have to get married Wednesday. And the sveik and the reason we say it for all women is because of a low plug. We don't make distinctions anymore. Once we make the xera for some, we make it for all. All for one and one for all. So that's the machlokas between Yisod HaMachlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. The poskim argue if with a sveik sveika, you have to mevarer everything you can. Shulchan Aruch Yerodeh in Kuf Yud Sif Tes, the Rama writes that we could be matir mikocha sveik sveika, even though we could be mevar al de bedikas hareya ein lachush. Even though we could be mevar by checking the lung, we're still not choshish if we have a sveik sveika. Shach brings from the Rashba and Chulin, who writes that even if there's a sveik sveika, you still need a bedika. If you could be mevar al de bedika. So brings the Shach and Klali Sveik Tzveika Oslamet Hay an argument in this matter. The Shach writes that we should be machmir where we can, and there's no loss. So what's the Yisod of the Machlokas? So in the Sefer Tvir HaKodesh in Simen Gimel, Rav Nosson Zuchovsky Shlita, he says that they're arguing Bisod HaHeter of Sveik Tzveika. We know the opinion of the Rashba that Sufik is Mitam Rov, that the two Sveikas are Rov Tzadim LaHeter. First it's 50-50, 50% heter, 50% iser. And then we have another tzad iser. So even on the tzad that the first suffix is okay, we have a second suffix. So it's higher, more than a 50% chance of it being iser. So sveik sveik is mitam rov. And if so, we can say that if you could be mevarer this sveikus, you're not allowed to be mistamech, you're not allowed to rely on a rov. Because maybe there is no rov. If you could be mevar, maybe you'll be mevar and you'll find that there's no rov. And the suffix isn't a real suffix. It's really usser, there's no rov at all. Because you see that it's usser. You're samech on rov tzadim, there are more chances that it's, there are more chances. Or also that it's mutter. If you have a sveik sveik el heter, so then it's 50-50 that it's mutter. And then if you have another suffix that it's mutter that you can rely on, so then it's more likely to be mutter. But even if you have a sveik sveik lekula, like we have by the woman, then maybe it was eno tachtav, and even if it was tachtav, maybe it was bonus. So even if you have a sveik sveik leheter, even if you have a sveik sveik lekula, but maybe the suffix isn't really a suffix. Maybe it's really lechumer. Maybe it's really aser. So if you hold that it's out to rov tzadim, and that's why, because there's more, it's more likelihood going to be more likely to be mutter. But if you're mevar, you'll find out that it's really aser. So until you're mevar, maybe there isn't rov tzadim. So that's the tzad to say that in a sveik sveiko you have to be mevar. And the other side argues and says, no. Pshat and sveik sveik is that it's a heter b'fnei atzma. But when did we aser? We asered one suffix and not two. It's a chiddush, according to many, that we aser sveikas. We only go so far as one and not two. So we can say that even if you can be mevarer, you don't have to. Why? Because we have two sveikas, and there's no issur. There's no issur, there's nothing to talk about. Just because it's more likely and less likely, we don't know the facts. So then let's go ahead and be machmir. Be matzrich beirur. But if pshat is that two sveikas are mutter, so you have two sveikas, mutter, no reason to be mevar. And the Tshuvas Nabi Yehuda, Simen Yud Gimel, Simen Mem Gimel, Yoredei Simen Mem Gimel, he writes that even according to the Rashba, that's fake sveika, you have to be mevarer. That's dafka when you can be mevarer both sveikas. And we're not going to be left with any suffix at all. But if after the beirur you're still going to be left with one suffix, then you don't have to be mevarer. The Pesachei Tshuva brings, that's all right, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Siman Ayin Zayin. Tvir Kodesh says that pshat is like this. They hold that you can be mevarer. It's because if you're mevarer, there's no suffix. Once you're mevarer, there's no more suffix left, like the sort of the Mishnah Melech and Echos Bechor is Perek Dalet. That in a suffix that could be misbarer, we don't say Sveik Adurabban and Lakula, because it's not called a suffix if it could be misbarer. The Rashba writes more than that in Tshuvas and Chelek Hay, that even a suffix of Chisaron Yediyah is not called a Safek? Not only is a Safek that we could be Mevarer called a Safek, not called a Safek, because you have to be Mevarer, but it's not even a real Safek if you can't be Mevarer, but it's just because of Chisaron Yediyah. Not a sfeika d'dina. And then if it's a chesaron yediv, midrabbanan we go l'chumra. And if so, we can say that those poskim who say that if you can be mevarer, it's not a sfeika, that's because if you can be mevarer, it doesn't have a shame suffix. Just like chesaron yediv doesn't have a shame suffix. If you can be mevarer, it doesn't have a shame suffix. And that's only if you can be mevarer both sfeikas, but if you can be mevarer one of the sfeikas and not both, so it still has a shame suffik. Once it has a shame suffik, you can come onto the head there of sfeik sfeika. So the pshat, and those who say you have to be mevarer both sfeikas, I either know to be Yehuda, but that's how Rashba, the Yavtimavara, both sfeikas, is because if you could be Mavara, it doesn't have a shame suffix. But if even after the Bayer you're still going to be left with a suffix, then it has a shame suffix. Or maybe the question is Talui in the following Chakira. Is a sfeika one solid mass of suffix? Do you look at both sfeikas as one big suffix? Or do you say no? They're two separate sfeikas. If you say that it's one big sfeik, so when one of the sfeikas won't be mizbarer, it's called a sfeik sfeika sheni yochel mizbarer. Because they're both tied up together, and once you can't be mizbarer both, you can't release the tie. But if you understand that they're two separate sfeikas, then maybe, even if you can be mevarer one suffix, that's enough, because once you're mevarer one suffix, you're only left with one more. They're two separate sfeikas. And the din is that if you are mevarer one, then you're only left with a suffix. So that's not called, it loses its status of being a sfeik sfeika. So now we can say that this din, of having to be mevarer, is only if you could definitely be mevarer. But if there's a suffix, if it's going to be mevarer, maybe you don't have to be mevarer. This whole din of having to come and be mevarer is only if you have a vade that it's going to be mevarer. Before we spoke about it's sfeik sfeika, you know, you can only be mevarer one sfeik. Now we're talking about a sfeik sfeika. You mamish don't even know if you could be mevarer at all. You're mesubik if you could be mevarer this sfeik sfeika. It's a sfeik if it's a davar sheyachol lizbarer. So maybe in such an instance, you don't have to be mevarer, because that itself is a sfeik. You can't say it's not a sfeik. It has a shame suffix, because you're mesupik if you can even be mevarer. Maybe in such an instance, even maybe there's a sound that you can be mevarer, but it still has a shame of his fake sfeika. And maybe that's pshat in the Gemara and Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that even if there's a suffix, if it's going to be mesbarer, you still have to be mevarer. And therefore Rashi says, if there's a kanas besulin, that he comes to the Beis Din, and maybe the Eidim will come. Ulai, ulai. So Rashi holds, acharei kachlos hakol, once there's a possibility that this suffik, according to Rashi, this sfeik sfeika, even if it's a sfeik sfeika, even if it's Israelis who got miskadeshes after the age of 3, this fake sveka, even if it's going to be misbarer, pshat is, even if you're misuk, it's going to be misbarer, you still have to check it out. But Tosfos holds that in such an instance is the heter sveik sveka. And even though maybe Tosfos holds that if you can be mevarer, it's not a sveik sveka, Tosfos doesn't necessarily hold that even though you could be mevarer, it's still called a sveik sveka. No, if you could be mevarer, it's not a sveik sveka. However, here there's a suffix if you can be mevarer, if you're going to be able to mevarer it at all, because we don't know if the Edom are going to come. Here it's a suffix in Mevo Edom, and therefore Tosfos asks very well, why should they be metakin to get married on Wednesday for the average woman? It's a sveik sveik, and it's a suffix, and it's going to be misbarer. And therefore they had to say that the takan is mishum bas kohen viktana, less than three, and other women are getting married on Wednesday because of lo plug. So it comes out that everybody holds, both Rashi and Tosfos, that if you can be mevarer, you have to be mevarer. And here's different according to Tosfos, because here's a suffix you can be mevarer at all. And they say from Minchas Chein, from Noach Olbam Shlita, Chelik Aleph Simed Lamed, he explains in Machlokas Rashi Tosfos based on the following Chakira B'din Eidus, that we believe the Eidim is a Medin Ne'amanus, and it's a bearer that what they're saying is true, or no, we don't have to believe them, it's just the law of the Torah is that we have to believe two Eidim, whether it's saying the truth or not. The Rambam writes like the second way in Yesodei HaTorah, we don't know if they're telling the truth, we just know we have to believe two Eidim. So in this light we can say that everybody holds like the Shach in Simen Kuf Yud Sifkat and Samech Vav, that in a Sveik Sveik if you could be Mevar, you have to be Mevar. But Tosfos holds that Ne'amanus Ha'idim is not B'Torah's Biru, it's Michok HaTorah, and that's what Tosfos holds elsewhere like the Rambam. And therefore they asked that it's a Sveik Sveika and Chama don't have to make a Takana, and they don't hold like Rashi that maybe the Edom are going to come, because Edom coming is not a Beru, because even after the Beru it's not B'Vaday Aser, it's only Xeris HaKosav. So since there's going to be no Beru at the end, there's no we're makil if you have a sveik sveika that could be misbarer, because there's going to be no bearer. Not called a bearer Edom. So what good are the Edom in this instance? But Rashi l'shitaso in Kedushin Samech Vav Amar Aleph that the Yisod Din Ne'amanus of Edom is mitzad bearer v'achra, and therefore Rashi holds very nicely in Ksubis b'tam takanas l'chom that a besula gets married on Wednesday is because maybe the Edom are going to come, and the matter is going to be misbarer. And it's taka called a bear when the Edom comes. Fake, fake, you have to move fire. So according to the Minchas Chayin as well, everybody holds that fake, fake is need bearer. That need bearer have to be mizbarer. The Tosfos here says, but this is not called mizbarer because two Edom are not a proper bearer. So that is, those are a few thoughts on this sugya, and we have more to do in Mirtz Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya, and that is for the next year. B'li Neder, Hashem Yitein HaKoch, Hashem Yitein HaMoach, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.